Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello, loves. Welcome to episode 114, Dealing with Repetitive Negative Thoughts. Ooh, I've talked about negative thinking patterns and positive thinking patterns in the past, and I will drop those former podcast episodes into the show notes so that you can easily reference them and find them. But today, we're talking about dealing with repetitive negative thoughts. And I know so many of us and so many of my followers, because I hear from you, really do get stuck there. So how often do you get stuck in a negative thought spiral? And maybe you can't stop thinking about something that went wrong, or you are obsessing over a mistake you made. When these thoughts keep repeating themselves, it's really tough to focus on anything else. Fortunately, there are some ways to deal with repetitive negative thoughts. So I want to go over some tips for coping with your negative repetitive thoughts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
One is being mindful of your thoughts. One of the most important things you can do is to be mindful of your thoughts. Now, how do you do that? It means that you actually pay attention to what you're thinking and how those thoughts make you feel. When you catch negative or obsessive thinking, try to acknowledge it without engaging with it. It will help you step out of the thought spiral and start gaining some control over your thoughts. And keep a thought journal. I swear, I tell you guys to journal all the time. Encourage you to journal, because it has made the world of difference in my life and that of my clients. So keep a thought journal. It can help you become more aware of your thoughts and patterns. Every day, write any negative or obsessive thoughts that you have. And once you've written them down, try to reframe them more positively or realistically and actually decide, are they actually even true? For example, if you're obsessing over a mistake you made, you might write something like, it's normal to make mistakes sometimes. Everyone makes mistakes. Now, this is not like giving yourself an excuse, which some people will think you're doing, but it's acknowledging a truth. We make mistakes. It's how we learn. So keep a log of your thoughts. It can be a helpful way to track your negative thoughts over time, helping you to see patterns and identify triggers. You're going to want to challenge these negative thoughts. Once you become more aware and mindful of them, you can challenge them. It means looking at the evidence for and against your thoughts and thinking about how realistic or accurate they are. For example, if you're stuck in a negative thought spiral about something that went wrong at work, ask yourself whether there's any evidence to support your thought. You might come up with reasons it wasn't as bad as you think, such as, I only made one mistake and it wasn't a big deal. Or, I learned from what happened and I'll do better next time. You're also going to want to take action. Sometimes the best way to deal with negative thoughts is to take action. If you're obsessing over something that you can't change, such as a past mistake, it may be helpful to do something productive instead. Do something else instead. Snap yourself out of that mindset. For example, you might work on a project that you've been putting off, learn a new skill, spend time with friends and family. One thing that's really helpful with repetitive negative thoughts is to speak positive affirmations. Besides taking action and challenging your negative thoughts, you can also try speaking positive affirmations. These are simple phrases that you say to yourself out loud or in your head that help you feel more confident. You can use these affirmations. I can achieve my goals. I am worthy of love and respect. I am strong. I can overcome any obstacle. You can make a big list and choose from any of these positive affirmations. One other way to cope with negative repetitive thoughts is setting achievable goals. You know, setting achievable goals. Okay. It can help you feel more in control and boost your self-esteem, making it easier to stop focusing on negative thoughts. You're going to want to be specific. Rather than making a vague resolution like, I want to be happier, set a specific goal like, I will join an exercise class twice a week. Set realistic goals. It's important to be realistic when setting goals, as unrealistic expectations can lead to disappointment and total frustration if you set the bar way beyond what is achievable, right? So consider your time commitments, financial resources, skills, and other factors to come up with reasonable goals that you can achieve. Start small. And if you're struggling to stick to your goals, start small and work your way up. For example, if your goal is to exercise for 30 minutes every day, you might begin exercising for 5 minutes. Go take a 5-minute walk. Build up to 10, 15, 20. Accumulate the time as you move forward. You make a plan. Once you've set your goals, it's helpful to make a plan for how you'll achieve them. It might include breaking larger goals down into smaller steps and creating a timeline or schedule so that you have a clear idea of what needs to get done and when. All right, another way to cope and deal with these repetitive negative thoughts is to find a mindset or a mindfulness coach who deals with negative thought patterns. I help people with this all of the time. If you can't seem to shake your negative thoughts, it's totally time to seek help. A coach can help you understand your thoughts and patterns and give you tools and techniques for dealing with them. You can also find this help through a therapist. There are several benefits to finding a mindset coach. They can help you understand the root causes of your negative thoughts, identify thought patterns and triggers, and develop new strategies for effectively managing them. Coaching or therapy can also provide you with a supportive space to process difficult emotions, work through challenging situations, and gain support during difficult times. Working with a coach can help you develop a greater sense of self-awareness, self-compassion, and resilience, and they can help you find the joy in things. This is one of the things I love to do most with my clients or people who come to me for help, is to help them see the patterns of their thinking, to help them start to choose different thoughts, and to start busting away the myth of those negative thoughts about how often they are not actually true to themselves. They're part of the stories we tell ourselves, right? They are totally part of the stories we tell ourselves. So there are many ways to cope with negative thoughts, including speaking positive affirmations, setting achievable goals, and finding the right type of person to help you. One of the most effective strategies is mindfulness and meditation, along with shifting your mindset, which focuses on changing your thoughts and responses to manage negative thoughts more effectively. Now, sometimes people hear the word meditation and go, I can't do that. I can't sit still for like a couple of minutes. There are many different types of meditation. I tend to teach a meditation that is fairly effortless. It can be effortless, and it's so beautiful. Anyway, while there may be challenges involved in coping with your negative thoughts, it's important for you to remember that you have the power to control your thoughts, and you have the power to choose how you want to respond to these thoughts. You do. You have the power to both control and how you respond to them. So with some effort and practice, and that's where this this mindset shift needs to come from, that you're ready. You are actually ready to take action. Because if you're not ready to take action, you're going to stay in the easier said than done category and not move forward very quickly. So with effort and practice, you can develop healthy coping mechanisms that work for you and help you lead a more positive and fulfilling life. So if shifting out of a negative mindset is something you want to pursue, I would love to help you. And you can fill out an application for a Heal Your Story strategy session where we can discuss the many programs that I offer. And if I am not the right fit for you, we move on and I help you find someone else. Okay. Or give you strategies to move forward. So I am sending you tons of love, positive thoughts. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.